tonight, the drought. Governor Brown declared a drought emergency for the state.
A drought emergency has prompted people to start ripping out their lawns, and some people are getting paid.
The fate of the state. California's drought crisis.
Is this the apocalypse?
If you haven't heard, California is in the middle of a big drought. This week, Governor Jerry Brown announced that even though he called on people to reduce their water use by 20%, water use actually went up in some places, like here in coastal Southern California, places where people still water their lawns, wash their cars, and fill their pools. Driving here from our studios in Culver City to here to downtown LA, the sense was you don't really feel like California is in the middle of a drought. Basically, the city is like green with landscaping, and there are fountains running, like the one we're standing in front of right here. And we're here with Molly Peterson, the environment correspondent from member station KPCC. Molly, explain to us why this is happening. Why are fountains like this one on?
Yeah, I feel like I want to defend the city in a certain sense against the onslaught of national attention, but this is recirculated water. And across the street at the headquarters of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, there are fountains that go off mid-morning. They've had them turned off from being full-time since spring because they're leaving the water in so it's not ugly, but they're minimizing the possibility that it's going to be evaporating. So there's some level of concern about this.
Why do some people here in the city still have this sense that there isn't a drought? What is it? I mean,
all the water agencies have emphasized ever since January that we have enough water to keep going this year. So in January, when the governor said we were going to have a drought, and they also said, oh, don't worry, we've got this covered. We've got water in our reserves.
All right, fast forward to this week, and there's these new numbers that are released. In certain places, water use actually went up. In coastal Southern California here, it went up 8%.
Here, it's more complicated because we only even have part of the data to tell us about the 8% going up, because we only have voluntary responses from all the big urban water agencies.
Okay, so that those numbers are a little bit misleading.
Yeah, possibly, because San Diego is the community that has refused to give up a lot of its data. And San Diego, in particular, has a high historic gallons per person per day number.
Uh-huh.
And they love their gardens and golf courses.
You've been doing a lot of reporting on a program here in this region that would actually pay people to rip up their lawns and turn their lawns into something else. First, how many people are actually doing that, and does it really make a difference?
They've replaced at least 5 million square feet of turf. That might sound like a lot, but that's a tenth of a percent of the potential irrigated land in a single-family home by our estimate.
Oh, wow. So it's not a whole lot.
No. So the state made some rules this week about limiting outdoor urban water use, only allow outdoor watering 2 days a week, prevent washing down anything, you know, driveways or sidewalks. And then for the water agencies, they're going to have to start coughing up their data about how much water they're actually getting through the tap every month.
That got us wondering, you know, how exactly these officials are going to enforce these rules. And so we asked our colleague, NPR's Sam Sanders, to go out with the one man in Los Angeles who's responsible for doing that.
My full name's Rick Silva, and I'm a water conservation response unit supervisor with the Department of Water and Power, Los Angeles.
Or a water cop. Rick Silva's squad car is a white Honda Civic. His tools are a clipboard and a camera.
We're going to take a look for people that might be irrigating on the wrong day, runoff onto the street, or people washing down hardscapes.
Just a few minutes into his patrol, Silva spots his first violator.
Oh, someone's washing down a trash can. We can stop them.
Silva's approach with Jesse Taranzo is conversational.
Hi. I'm with Water and Power, and we're with Water Conservation Response Unit, because, you know, in the drought, you're not allowed to, you know, wash down stuff. What were you doing? Or
washing the cans.
The cans? On the outside?
No ticket this time. Most of Silva's stops don't end in tickets, actually. His approach, the city's approach, is more about education than punishment. They figure once people know what to do, most will do it.
Just so you know, we are in a drought, so...
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. That's why I just keep it up really quick, and that's it.
Yeah, and you are using a shutoff, so that is good, so it's not running continually.
Silva says some people do get upset with him.
A lot of times it starts off that they're very defensive, and, you know, like, what am I doing? Also, when we mail the letters out, it has my phone number on there, and I get a lot of calls with people ready for a fight.
People can also report water violators to Silva over the phone and through email. Silva finds another house in violation. No one's home. But Silva can still issue a warning. He notates a few things on his clipboard.
The time I was here and the type of violation and the address. The violation is watering on the wrong day, and I will also add a line on there concerning runoff.
And so you can tell that they sprinkled, even though it's not sprinkling right now.
Right, because the water's there and the grass is still wet.
He takes a picture for evidence. Silva says a big part of his work is letting people know that conservation is a group effort.
We want people just to realize it's a drought, and we're all in it together, and we have to try to save water, and that's why we have these rules in effect.
And he says conserving water is necessary for LA's survival.
Water, we're not going to find any new sources, right? And we're pretty much tapped out for that. And the only way we're going to meet our future needs is through water conservation.
Spreading that message is Rick Silva's job.
That was NPR's Sam Sanders. And now back to downtown L.A. and our conversation with Molly Peterson, the environment correspondent at member station KPCC.
So it sounds like the approach is more about carrots than sticks, that they're not really trying to harshly crack down on people, that right now it's more about soft encouragement. Is that right? Does that work?
Yeah, they're still saying more carrot than stick. They point out that people... power goes out and they start watering on the wrong day of the week because their sprinkler system is automated and it's all messed up. Or their gardener does it and they don't know what's going on.
So yeah, I think it's really important to say that most of California's water is not used by cities, right? I mean, what, 75% to 80% of the state's water is used by farms.
Well, the California Farm Water Coalition would dispute that number, 80%. They say farming isn't that big of a culprit. California is a very, very diverse state economically, and so you have haves and have-nots. Have-nots for water are in El Dorado County, and they're taking bucket showers, and cities are generally haves. Even though there are poor people within them, the cities keep the water on.
That was Molly Peterson, environment correspondent at member station KPCC. That place she mentioned, El Dorado County, is a rural place east of Sacramento near the Nevada border. Officials say 80% of California is now in an extreme drought.